At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish. Gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India. Typically, there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Now I'm going to be discussing Tritiya, the third day of the lunar cycle, on the waxing side or waning side as shown on the chart in the slide. Tritiya, what is the third one? Third energy. Also, combine numerology if you are such an enthusiast. Energetic quality. Tritiya is a Jaya Tithi, which means it carries the vibration of victory and success. The element associated is ether, space, akasha, lending Tritiya an expansive, unifying quality. It is ruled by Mars, as it's the third day. Also think Gemini, which is where Mars is exalted, but tempered by the Jaya category, is ruled by Jupiter and space, which is interestingly can bring people together despite the intensity of Mars. The lord of this tithi is Vishnu, the sustainer principle. What sustains this creation is Vishnu. And legend says Parshurama, the warrior sage incarnation of Vishnu, was born on a Tritiya, indicating courage combined with righteousness. Akshaya Tritiya on Vaishak Shukla Tritiya is one of the holiest Tritiyas considered in Vedic tradition, literally meaning undiminished third, reflecting this Tithi's inherently positive, ever-growing energy. In short, Tritiya is a dynamic, fruitful energy and carries a conquering spirit in a constructive way. Recommended activities for Tritiya: all kinds of variety of auspicious activities, hence the name Akshaya, which means imperishable. It's often associated with Shukla Tritiya in certain months. Also, initiating ventures and commerce, launching new business, signing important contracts or deals, indicating financial investments is favorable on Tritiya. Traditionally, ventures start on this day are believed to flourish without diminishing, especially true for Akshaya Tritiya. Marriage and social ceremonies. Tritiya is considered a good Muhurta for weddings and similar ceremonies. It promises victorious, harmonious outcome. Many communities don't even require separate astrological Muhurta if Akshaya Tritiya is available due to its inherent quality. Education and creative arts, beginning music lessons, art or sculpting projects on Tritiya is encouraged. This day supports the skill development and the creative process. Think Mars, think Gemini, think third house. Journeys and moving homes. Undertaking journeys or shifting residence is fine on this day. The victorious energy is thought to remove obstacles en route. Personal grooming and health routines. Interestingly, it is cited as an ideal day to cut hair, trim nails and shave, for example. This suggests Tritiya is good for cleaning up, renewing oneself physically. One can also start new health regime or exercise program on this day. Riding on the day is proactive energy. Activities to avoid. There are no stringent avoidances for Tritiya since it's broadly auspicious. However, to make the most of its quality, avoid laziness or indecision. Don't sit on your ass. Get up and move on this day. This day is to act rather than procrastinate. Also, while Tritiya is good for almost all positive endeavors, one might avoid purely destructive or bitter activities. For example, starting a legal fight or engaging in a revenge attitude. It's never a good idea anyway, as the energy favors constructive victory. If you find yourself feeling overly aggressive, Mars influence, avoid impulsive arguments. Otherwise, there's an open field on Tritiya for most tasks. In some regional traditions, if Tritiya falls on certain weekdays like a Sunday with specific nakshatras, there could be minor cautions, but these are advanced nuances. Suggested mindset: have courage, have initiative, get into an optimistic zone, step into the victor's mindset and take action. Action-oriented Tithi. This Tithi bestows confidence and to overcome obstacles. It has an expansive Jupiterian side, so temper your courage with wisdom and ethics, like Parshurama. Embrace challenges as opportunities. If starting something new, do so with faith that it will grow. The word Akshaya implies what you begin now can yield long-lasting results. Also, Tritiya can bring people together, social victories. So foster teamwork and goodwill. Aim for a win-win situation. Isn't that true for all of life? Devotional mindset fits well too, since Vishnu is the deity. You can read Vishnu Sahasranama if you want. On this day, every Tritiya day, Shukla or Krishna Paksha. Diet, considering Ayurveda, on this day, eat to support energy and clarity. You might be busy with new endeavors, so choose sattvic energizing foods that won't make you sluggish. Whole grains like rice, millet, fresh vegetables, protein like dal or milk can keep you fueled. Given Tritiya's Mars influence, be mindful not to have too much overly spicy foods because it heats up the Mars in your body. Pitta. If you're prone to anger or impatience, moderate the chili factor. Don't keep it very spicy. Cooling herbs are better, like coriander and mint, to keep the pitta balanced. Stay well hydrated. Mars can be very drying kind of energy. If you're engaged in physical work or travel, carry water and cooling drinks like cumin, coriander, fennel tea and so on. No fasting is required on this day. Typically, though, fast may happen on Akshaya Tritiya for spiritual purposes. Eat a nourishing breakfast and lunch and drive your productivity of the day. In the evening, lighter dinner is good since the day's energy was very high. You'll sleep much better with a calm stomach. In summary, the fuel the warrior and the creator in you. Eat for strength but also for mental clarity. Avoiding tamasic foods like junk food, alcohol and so on. This sets you up for triumph, whatever you pursue. Now let's see the specifics. Now in the Krishna Tithiya part, if you don't know what that is, see the Shukla Tithiya part to contrast what the energies might be like. It's still Jaya Tithi, it is still victory and successes. Lord is still Vishnu in this, but it is 180 degrees opposite to the Shukla Tithiya. So there is quite a bit of moon illumination here in the Shukla Tithiya. Ether turns inward, time for discipline, austerity and self-mastery is the key as the energy of the day. It's a day for facing inner struggles because the light is now beginning to shine inward. Take care of your inner struggles and inner body rather than outward conquests. What to do? Austerities, meditation, self-discipline practices. Now, in the Vedic tradition, lots of different kinds of offerings are there, depending upon what your selection is, how to do this. Let's say if you are more mantra oriented, recite a Sahasranama or recite a Stotra. Mantra, sound, science of sounds. If you're more visual oriented, do sit and do yoga and dhyana, meditation. You're taking care of the third eye, that kind of thing. If you're more of exalted Venus and those kind of combinations, you will do something like Tantra. Okay. So there are various means provided to us by the wise ancients about these aspects, austerities, meditation, self-discipline. It's not the same for everyone, self-discipline practice. You have to select what works for you. Vows of restraint, mantra japa and tapas. Again, same thing which I said. Review personal habits and conquer distractions. Tritiya, in this may be tending to go towards distractions. Because remember, this is moon going into the waning cycle. What to avoid? Beginning new ventures that need outgoing momentum. Although I would say moon is having quite a bit of illumination. So in Krishna Tritiya, it is better to begin more than Shukla Tritiya. If you look at it from the perspective of the illumination of moon, the percentage of illumination from the sun. After all, moon is the mind, sun is the soul. The soul is shining more here, isn't it? Escaping into comfort instead of facing the inner battle. Take care of the shadow part, okay? Don't have indulgences, arguments and over-socializing. It's never a good idea anyway. Doesn't matter which tithi it is. Suggested mindset is courage directed inward. Fighting your own shadow, fighting laziness, fighting attachment. Measured self-discipline with patience. Needed, much needed in these days of everything being in shorts and Instagram culture. People have no patience. Everything wants to be said in 2 minutes. See inner purification as true victory. Diet supported on this day. Simple cleansing meals, light grains, moong dal, you can Google what that is, and warm soups. Favor sattvic and slightly austere diet. As we go more and more towards new moon on the waning cycle, you have to keep reducing the heaviness of your diet. Remember this, because your mind is processing something internal and it needs lighter foods. You can do more on the waxing cycle, the richer foods. Favor sattvic and slightly austere diet. Avoid excess oils, fried foods and rich sweets that dull the tapas. Tapas means you are basically organizing or exciting or invoking the fire in you. You don't want to do that with eating tamasic foods like fried stuff and heavy sweets. Okay, that dulls that. You got to take care of that. Now let's see the chaturthi, isn't it, after tritiya. Let us see that. Take care, be safe.